Good morning to all of you. I hope you're nice and toasty and warm. I see someone has their coat on, so maybe that's not the case. But this morning, I would like you to help me out. Put your imagination hats on with me. Are you ready for some imagination? All right, let's try this. Let's pretend, let's imagine that we're going to walk down the street, and let's pretend it's not 4 degrees outside. Let's pretend it's 45 degrees outside. That's not too bad, right? So let's imagine that we're going to walk down to the library. Or maybe instead of the library, we're going to walk down the street to where a park is. Or maybe we're going to walk to the shop and get some ice cream together. Well, even at 45, maybe you're going to want hot chocolate instead of ice cream, but how does that sound? Any of those sound like a good idea? Is that sound fun or appealing to anybody? Good, good. Now, if we were going to walk all the way from St. John all the way to town to go to the library or the shop or wherever we were going, what is something we could do to make sure no one got left behind or no one got lost? What do you think? We could hold hands. That's right. Now, could I get, maybe 4 volunteers? 1, 2, 3, and 4. Just the first 4 people I saw. So, come on up with me. And I want you to hold hands. So one of you take my hand and then everyone else follow suit. Are we ready to go? All right, so now we're going to go on a little bit of a journey. Pardon me, you don't want to step on anybody. All right, you got it? You got it? All right, let's go. Good, good. Now, as we're walking, we're holding hands, we all have to work together. See, if I go too fast, then it's hard for you to keep up. If I let go and just go somewhere else, I might lose somebody. And so, you can be seated. Thank you for your help. When we stay joined, when we keep our hands held together, we work together. No one gets left behind. No one gets lost. Now, did you happen to hear in the first lesson this morning, God says this. He says, I will take you by the hand and keep you. He also says, I will give you as a light for the nations to open the eyes that are blind. Here, God the Father is talking to God the Son. He's talking to Jesus. And when the Father said that he would take the Son by the hand and keep him, it means that the Father and the Son are working together. And they're working together to rescue all of us because we are in the darkness of sin. Together, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit work together, hand in hand, to make sure that none of us are left behind and stuck in sin and darkness. And that is some pretty good news because all of our sins and all the bad things that we do keep us locked up and left out of God's kingdom. And that's why Jesus came to John to be baptized by him. And the day he did, the Holy Spirit descended like a dove. And then God the Father said from heaven, "This is my beloved Son with whom I am well pleased." And so here we can see the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit all working together, hand in hand, to rescue all of us from our sin. And when the Father, who created everything in the world, and the Son, who gave his life for us on the cross so we could have forgiveness, and the Holy Spirit, who helps us trust in Jesus, when they all work together for us, then we know that we are safe. And that we are set free from all of our sins. And so let's go to our God in prayer. Our Father in heaven, we thank you for sending your Son to us to give his life for us. Thank you for sending the Holy Spirit to live in us and help us to trust in Jesus Christ, your Son. And thank you for saving us all from our sins so that we can live with you forever. Amen. All right. Thank you very much. You can return to your seats.